Well, coming up this week, the Extension Service will be providing folks an opportunity to be able to check out some interesting notes on trees. In fact, Thursday, September 4th, Jeff Isles, Extension Nursery and Landscape Specialist, will be talking a little bit about ash trees and some alternatives. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Oh, great. Thank you very much for your time. I suppose all the trees are doing pretty well right now with all the rain we've had.
We have had a great growing season for all kinds of things, although I've heard the tomato crop isn't what people want it to be. But for woody plants, especially trees, it's really been a pretty ideal growing condition season as far as Iowa conditions go.
Well, you're going to be speaking about ash trees and some alternatives there. Ash trees have been quite the topic here over the last several years.
Yes, unfortunately, or fortunately, as the case may be, ash are great trees for the Iowa environment, the Iowa landscape. We have used all the native ash, white, black, green, and blue ash, to great advantage in the state. The problem is we probably use them too frequently, and now with the Emerald Ash Borer knocking on many counties' doors, we're beginning to reevaluate that strategy, and it's an ugly picture. It's an ugly story. All we have to do is look eastward to states like Indiana, Ohio, and Michigan, and look at what damage has been put upon those states thanks to the Emerald Ash Borer. So we have to do something. We can't just sit in the corner and cry in our beer. We have to be aggressive. We've got to be proactive. We realize that the insect is here. It's here to stay, and it's going to change the look of our landscape. But that doesn't mean that we just accept it. But the next time we plant trees, we need to probably take more advantage of all the trees we have access to pay more attention to diversifying our street tree, our neighborhood tree populations, and try to avoid another situation like we're facing right now.
Oh, absolutely. Well, and I know a lot of cities and a lot of counties around the state have taken on their own little program here where they're not letting people plant any more ash trees from here on out, but folks are going to probably be looking to replace some of those that have been such an important part of the landscape over time. So what should folks do to be proactive? Should they look at getting rid of some of the ones that are still there?
You know, Jim, that's a decision that I leave up to each individual city and each individual homeowner. What I'm telling folks is if they have an ash tree in their yard or two or 50 or 60 in their city that they simply can't bear to lose or be without, then those trees might be those that they decide to treat. Now, there are some very effective insecticide treatments that will protect ash from the Emerald Ash Borer. Now, they have to be applied properly and at the right time of the year, and we're too late now for this year, but starting next spring, people might decide to treat their trees. But I would only do that for trees that are of high value or are of historical significance, or you just can't bear to lose them. You might also decide to take some trees out of the landscape, that perhaps some ash out of the landscape that aren't in the best of health. And others, perhaps you decide to leave them alone and let nature run its course. But it's an individual decision, almost a tree-by-tree decision. But I certainly leave that up to people to make that judgment for themselves.
Well, planting trees, deciding how to landscape your corner of the world is really not that simple, involving what type of situation you're trying to cure or to have, what type of trees will best fit the need, where exactly to plant them so they don't grow into things. And I mean, there's a lot of long-range planning that goes into these. These are not easy decisions.
No, they're not. And I appreciate you saying that, Jim, because all too often we look at tree lists and we think it's as simple as going to the restaurant. We look at the menu. We choose a couple of entrees, and we consider it good. Well, if you do that with trees, you're going to run into problems because, as you've mentioned, you have to match the tree to the site, and that those few words mean a lot. The tree has to fit spatially. It has to fit environmentally. We want to choose good plants for the landscape, and so it's a weighty decision. And, of course, the decisions we make today will have long-range effect, and we hope we've made the right choices, but I can point to you all kinds of places where we've made mistakes in the landscape. So it's not easy. I don't mean it to sound like it's rocket science, but certainly making that correct choice for the landscape is a very, very important one and requires lots of information to make that informed decision.
Well, I guess some folks look at trees as being crops no different than corn or soybeans because they can be planted, they can be harvested at some point. But the reality is it's not the growing season isn't just a few months along from spring to fall. With trees, you're talking about very long-term decisions depending upon how you're trying to strategically take care of your corner of the earth. So a lot of folks, they really need some help, need to hang on to somebody to kind of bounce some ideas off them and stuff. And is that what this webinar is really all about?
Well, that's what we're going to talk about Thursday night. We're going to offer lots of suggestions. Again, not every suggestion I make or put out there is appropriate for every landscape. And, of course, the state of Iowa is not homogeneous. There's climatic differences. There's soil differences. So there's just so much to consider. But I like your sort of analogy of comparing it to row crops. So when you plant a tree, hopefully you're getting something that's going to be in the ground and give you lots of benefit for many, many years. In fact, I'm hoping that the trees we plant will last 50, 60, 70, 100 years. So you really want to make that good choice. If you make a poor choice, then, of course, the longevity of that plant might not be what you want it to be, and also that plant can cause you lots of headaches and cause you added maintenance.
Oh, so, no doubt.
So on Thursday, we're going to talk about some landscape situations and maybe suggest trees for those sites, but we'll throw lots of names on the table, and hopefully there'll be something there for people to grab on to. But you're right in that you need someone locally that you can speak with. I hope that everybody can have a nursery or garden center professional that they can go talk with about these issues. There's lots of information on the web. It's just the job is to assimilate all that information and try to make heads or tails out of it.
Is it something you should really talk about? Is it a one-person decision, or do sometimes families get involved in making those decisions?
Well, Jim, I'm not going to advise anybody on marital bliss. I'm probably the wrong guy to be talking to about that. But you're right. If you live at home and you've got a single family home, yeah, I'd consult everybody, including the dog, because there's lots of things to consider. You know, cities are a different story. A lot of cities will have strategic plans, and they try to make the trees look good, and you want them to last a long time as well. So you're right. The more people you involve in this process, probably the better off you're going to be.
I don't see too many statistics about marriages breaking up over trees.
You'd be surprised. Well, maybe that's the next research project. I don't know.
Let's not start that. Well, Jeff, what should folks bring with them if they're going to participate in the webinar?
Well, it's a two-hour event, so we promise to give folks a break midway through, but I would I'd get a good dinner in me. I'd bring something to drink, something to write on, of course, and then an open mind. And then what I like to do when I teach, whether that be here at Iowa State or on a webinar, I like to involve my audience. And so bring your questions. Bring your comments. I like to know. In fact, I always learn something from my audience. So I want to know what's worked for them, what hasn't worked for them. And I hope, this medium we're going to use Thursday night sometimes is a bit cumbersome. It's hard to have a two-way conversation. But I hope people come prepared to engage me and the fellow participants.
Excellent. Well, it's all part of the Iowa Master Gardener Summer Program, so we hope folks have gotten a lot of great information out of these programs so far. And, of course, this is another important topic. We don't just pick these out of a hat. These are things that are happening in real life right now to real people.
Well, the eyes of the country are on us. We're probably the newest state that's really facing a major emerald ash borer infestation. So we're trying to get it right. We certainly have been able to learn from other states, and we're trying our best to get it right.
Excellent. Well, Jeff, good luck tonight with the presentation. I'm sure folks will get a lot of great information. And thanks so much for your time.
You bet. Anytime, Jim.